Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, August 11th of 2021. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, and I'm just so glad to be with you tonight, wherever you're tuning in from, whatever device you're tuned in on. I like to say here that it's always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. As long as it's an iPhone, because we don't like droids. Okay, just kidding. On any smartphone that you may have, whatever it is. But we do apologize for the late start. We just got in a couple minutes late. And so now we are on live. And sometimes in the past when I've started late, I've always said technical difficulties. But the thing is this time that wouldn't be true. I can, however, use that when we do have technical difficulties, like when it comes to it being set up or, you know, it's trouble logging on or whatever it could be that's causing these difficulties. But this was not difficulties. But we're back. So my beach day was very nice. We went to Higgins Lake State Park, which is a very nice beach where the water is so clear. It's about an hour and 25 hours and 30 minutes to the northwest of here, up in the Houghton Lake area. It was generally beautiful. At first, it was sprinkling a bit after we got there, enough to raise some eyebrows. Enough that it was making some us, even for a second there, going, it's getting harder, it's getting harder, it's getting harder. I've been at some football games when it's like that. Like some Midland High games or a couple Midland versus Dow games. And I tell you, when it does that, I start to get just a little nervous. And Christina, why do you think I'm getting nervous when it's starting to sprinkle a bit at that game? Because the band will leave. The band may leave if it continues to get harder. There becomes a certain point after you start to truly get wet where the band director will say, "All right, we're going in." You know, there's been times like where it seemed like he would say it, and then luckily it slowed down, and I'm like, and in a way I almost cheered right there. But didn't, because it wasn't even that bad. If it's not really that bad, then, you know. My mom was at a certain coffee shop tonight and across the road. And a certain coffee shop they were at is across the road from the other high school in town, and the band happened to be outside doing their practice. They kept doing the stop, start, have to make sure the freshmen are ready, of course, because the season starts very soon. But we're going to go on to a song or two, and then we're going to get right into Word, because generally we were basically at five minutes later and it would be at a half show. So for your ways are not my ways. says the Lord of hosts. But I will see you through. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sights above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sights wholly on him, and these things on earth will grow strangely dim. And on my ways I'll acknowledge you. His thoughts and dreams I will pursue. In all of my life I can say I know that you will see me through. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I'll set my sights above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I'll set my sights only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I'll set my sights above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I'll set my sights only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. I'll set my sights only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim when you turn your eyes upon him. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for Look for in his wonderful face. In the things of earth we'll grow strangely dim when you turn your eyes upon him. Your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face. And the things of earth will go strangely dim when you turn your eyes upon him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hand is upon us. Your hand goes before us. You hem us in, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are for us. When you are for us, none can stand against us. Thank you, Lord God, that with you we have no reason to be afraid. We have no reason to live in fear. We have no reason, Father, to be ashamed of you. That you are our King. You are our God. You are alone. You alone are, I mean, you alone are good. Thank you, Father God, that you minister to us tonight. Thank you for your word that we're about to study. And when we study your word, you know, life comes to us. And I thank you, Lord God, that you would minister to these storms that are fighting against us, that you would just bring peace to whatever it is that's going on around us. And I just thank you, Lord God, that every need is met. In your name we pray, in Jesus' name. I make my confession tonight over this program, say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come in, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly, Lord God, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Christina. I left my charger in the car.
Yes, Mom. Don't worry, I'm not going to run down and grab it.
How did you know? Whoops. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, listeners. I wish we had a way to edit that up. And no, listeners, before you think it was anything bad or anything like that, don't even go there. I don't do that here. I don't do that here. What I mean is just, it was just about, you know, something that I had left in the vehicle, so. Turn with me to Jeremiah 3. We're going to begin with verse 6. And we're just going to continue on with going through the book of Jeremiah. Amen. So, Jeremiah 3, verse 6. NIV. Whatever I do here where I am, you do where you are. And don't let her say anything about band because I kind of wanted to go walk it down and see after dinner. Yep, so if she says anything about the band thing, like just say, nope. Yep, you know. Yep, and you won't tell me nothing. Yep. Okay, verse 6. During the reign of King Josiah, the Lord said to me, have you seen what faithless Israel has done. She's gone up on every high hill and under every green tree and has committed adultery there. I thought that after she had done all this, she would return to me, but she didn't. And her unfaithful sister Judah saw it. I gave faithless Israel her certificate of divorce and sent her away because of all of her adulteries. Yet I saw that her unfaithful sister Judah had no fear. She also went out and committed adultery. Because Israel's immorality mattered so little to her, she defiled the land and committed adultery with stone and wood. In spite of all this, her unfaithful sister Judah did not return to me in all her heart, but only in pretense, declares the Lord. The Lord said to me, faithless Israel is more righteous than unfaithful Judah. Go, proclaim this message toward the north. Return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. I will frown on you no longer. I am merciful, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your guilt. You have rebelled against the Lord, your God, and you have scattered your favors to rain gods under every spreading tree, and you have not obeyed me, declares the Lord. Return, faithless people, declares the Lord, for I am your husband. I will choose not one from a town and two from a clan, but I will bring you to Zion. Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who lead you with knowledge and understanding. In those days, when your numbers have increased greatly in the land, declares the Lord, men will no longer say, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. It will never enter their minds, nor will it be remembered. It will be missed. It will not be missed, nor another one be made. At that time, they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all nations will gather in Jerusalem to honor the name of the Lord. They will no longer follow the stubbornness of their evil hearts. In those days, the house of Judah will join the house of Israel. Together, they will come from a northern land to the land that I gave your forefathers as an inheritance. And myself said, how gladly would I treat you like sons and give you a desirable land, the most beautiful inheritance of any nation. I thought you would call me father and not turn away from following me. But like a woman unfaithful to her husband, so you have been unfaithful to me, house of Israel, declares the Lord. A cry is heard on the barren hearts, the weeping and pleading of the people of Israel, because they have perverted their ways and they have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, faithless people. I will cure you of backsliding. Yes, we will come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Surely, the idolaters, commotion of the hills and mountains is a deception. Surely, I, the Lord your God, is the salvation of Israel. From your mouth, shameful gods have consumed the fruits of our fathers' labor, their flocks and herds, their sons and daughters. Let us lie down in our shame, and let our disgrace cover us. We sinned against the Lord our God, both we and our fathers, from our youth until this day. We have not obeyed the Lord our God. Chapter 4. If you will return, O Israel, return to me, declares the Lord. If you put your detestable idols out of my sight, and you no longer go astray, and if in a truthful and just and righteous manner you promise, as surely as the Lord lives, the nations will be blessed to him. In him they will work. This is what the Lord says to the men of Judah and of Jerusalem. Break up your foul ground and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Circumcise your hearts as men of Judah and people of Jerusalem. And my wrath will break out and burn like fire because of the evil that you have done. Burn with no one to quench it. Announce in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, sound the trumpet throughout the land. Cry aloud and say, gather together. Let us flee to the fortified cities. Raise the signal, O Zion. Flee for safety without delay, for I am bringing disaster from the north, even terrible destruction. A lion has come out of his lair. A destroyer of nations has sent out. He has left his place to lay waste on land. Your towns will lie in ruins without inhabitants. So put on sackcloth, lament, wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned away from us. In that day, says the Lord, the king and the officials will lose heart. The priests will be horrified, and the prophets will be appalled. Then I said, O sovereign Lord, how completely you have deceived us, having deceived this people in Jerusalem by saying, you will have peace, when the sword is at our throats. At that time, this people in Jerusalem will be told, a scorching wind from the barren heights in the desert blows towards my people, but not by winning or cleanse. A wind too strong for that comes from me. Now I pronounce my judgment against them. Look, he advances like the clouds. His merits come like chariots, come like whirlwind. Horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, we are ruined. O Jerusalem, wash the evil from your heart and be saved. How long will you harbor wicked thoughts? A voice is announcing from then, proclaim disaster from the hills of Ephraim. Tell this to the nations. Proclaim it to Jerusalem. A besieging army is coming from a distant land, raising a war cry against the cities of Judah. They surround her like men guarding a field, because she has rebelled against me, declares the Lord. Your own conduct and actions have brought this upon you. This is your punishment. How bitter it is. How it pierces to the heart. My anguish. I was in pain. Well, the anger of my heart. My heart pounds within me. I cannot keep out. I have heard the sound of the trumpet, and I have heard the battle cry. Disaster follows disaster. The whole land lies in ruins. In an instant, my tents are destroyed. My shelter in a moment. How long must I see the battle standard and hide the sound of the trumpet? My people are fools. They do not know me. They are senseless children, and they have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil. They don't know how to do good. I looked at the earth, was formless and empty, and at the heavens, and their light was gone. I looked at the mountains. They were quaking. All the hills were swaying. I looked. There were no people. Every bird in the sky had flown away. I looked, and the fruitful land was a desert. All of its towns lay in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. This is what the Lord says. The whole land will be ruined, though I will not destroy it completely. Therefore, the earth will mourn, for the heavens above will grow dark, because I have spoken, and I will not relent. I have decided, and I will not turn back. At the sound of horsemen and archers, every town takes to flight. Some go into the thickets. Some climb up among the rocks. All the towns are deserted, and no one lives in them. What are you doing, oh devastated one? Why dress yourself in scarlet and put on jewels of, why your eyes with rings? You know yourself in vain. Your lovers despise you. They seek your light. You see here, that is, you know, so what's going on there is God is not angry with, I mean, not happy with Israel or Judah, because they both, neither one of them was keeping his commandments. In fact, he said that Israel was more faithful, Judah was less faithful than faithless Israel. Because previously Israel had been totally, you know, they had for the most part been good. But then they fell astray, decided to start worshiping other gods, following other gods, and they decided not to live for the Lord. And so God was showing those things to Jeremiah, the prophet. And in the fourth chapter, God's basically saying, you know, because of what's happened, I'm going to bring a disaster. Then God talks about how he had looked and the earth was empty. And yeah, he looked at the earth was empty, the mountains were quaking, you know, and all these different things, you know, the hills were quaking, all the fruitful places, like where fruit had grown, had become a desert. And that was what had happened, because they didn't follow. They had decided to go after false gods and to be unfaithful, to be backslidden. And they were, and Judah and Israel were compared to being like a person who's unfaithful to their spouse, which, though I'm not married, as a single man, I just know that that's not good. But you see, we have Jesus. There are certain things that if we do them, that Jesus does not bless. Like if we put other things ahead of God, if we get into idolatry by putting other things ahead of God, now, these people were in trouble for adultery, which is different. Another one of the 10 commandments. If you do that, you are putting yourself in great danger as well, in severe trouble with God. That, or idolatry, and I said an idolatry is an idolater, you could say it's someone who puts something ahead of God, but greater than what they had in God. So let's just say you are a fan of you're a big fan of Xbox. Let's say that you love Jesus, but you also greatly enjoy playing your Xbox. Like, you greatly enjoy it. You put lots of time into it. You spend money on it. have tournaments and things like that. Let's say over time that it gets to where now you love Jesus maybe still, but you keep putting more and more time into Xbox and, you know, and it's just getting to where it's messing with you. And you finding that there's certain times that you'd rather go to Xbox, play your Xbox than go to church. Or pray. Read your Bible. Once you're getting to that place where you love something other than God more than what you love God, then you have an idol. And it is not permissible in the eyes of God to have any idols, to have anything ahead of God. Parents, it applies to you too. Children, it applies to you too. Because it is not okay with God to have any kind of idolatry. God's not sassy, cocky, arrogant. No, but the commandments are clear. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Didn't say, there were no exceptions there. No exceptions. He said no other gods. No other things. Nothing. You should love nothing more than what you love Jesus. Jesus should be your first love. If he's not your first love, then you need to get that fixed between you and God. Because if Jesus is not your first love, that means that something else is there filling the void, and it should not be there. And these people in Israel, they got in trouble because they were not faithful to God. They were putting the other things ahead of God. They were not following his other commandments either. They had just totally went nonchalant, totally became careless about God. They were like, they became, we don't care. You know? And you know, so you know, there's things that you just have to look at yourself and be like, okay, what's my prayer life like? What's my Bible reading like? What is my church attendance like? How do I feel about God? Am I excited? Am I happy about church? Or is there always somewhere else I'd rather be? Parents, you know, Dr. Barclay has mentioned this from the pulpit, that he's seen families in the church who where the parent allowed their child to play sports even on the nights that there was church. At my church, we have Thursday night church. But this kid was on like a ball team. I don't know what sport, but he was on a ball team. And he would miss all those church services, would not be in church because he was at the ball field playing ball. And obviously, I'm sure after church, the parent would go and pick them up. Be like, okay, how was the game? You know, good. But then he would, this family did that for years. I don't know about the picking him up in the house after church or whatever, but just this kid did that for years. Eventually it got to where they were skipping more and more and more and more and more church. Got to where the kid didn't even want to go to church at all. Kid got very messed up. Very big trouble. Parents admitted that they shouldn't have let their kid just skip all those midweek services. Once in a while is one thing. And maybe go on vacation or and things like that. You know, that's all good. Everybody needs, you know, vacation. Where's your attitude towards God? If you don't have a good attitude towards God, you need to fix it. And so that was just on my heart that I felt like God wanted me to deal with that. And of course, nobody's perfect, but just want us to make sure that God is our first love. And Heavenly Father, bless these that are tuned in tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for this word tonight. I pray that we would look at ourselves and that we would make sure that you are our first love, Jesus, that we would work on our attitudes toward you if they're not right. And that we would do it not just so we're right, but that we would do it because we love you. Which I know we really do love you, Jesus. And I pray that we would put this word to practice, be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Because hearing the word is great, but it's much better to also be a doer of the word. Amen. And I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. For you, Lord God, have placed your angels all around us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drunk driver, no drug driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide or suicidal spirit, no terrorist, no sickness, no disease, no COVID, no fire, no flood or crash. None of this evil stuff will come near us or our immediate loved ones because you, Lord God, are all around us. Thank you that we live in great peace and great joy and prosperity and our powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure do love you. Amen. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.